Everybody has their own qualities of intimacy genius. They're unique to each of us. Stay tuned to this episode to learn how to discover your unique intimacy genius and to use these gifts to help you build and create more love in your life.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page. I'm a psychotherapist and a coach, the author of the book Deeper Dating, and the host of this podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you how you can discover your own intimacy genius. This week and every week, I'll share the greatest tools I know to help you find love and keep it flourishing and heal your life in the process. Because the skills of dating are nothing more than the skills of love. And those are the greatest skills of all for a happy, rich life. And if you want to learn more about deeper dating, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. And if you sign up for my mailing list, you'll get free gifts and learn how to use these ideas to transform your own intimacy journey. And we've just created a new online platform for single people to meet. And you could just go to deeperdating.com to learn more about that. And when you go to Deeper Dating Podcast, you'll also get transcripts of every single episode, including this one. I also just want to say that everything I share is educational in nature. It's not medical or psychiatric advice or treatment. And if you're experiencing any serious symptoms, please do seek professional help. And finally, if you like what you're learning here, I would love it if you could subscribe and leave me a review. And thanks to everyone who's done that already. Okay, let's jump in. So I would say the heart and the soul of the biggest thing that I have learned in my entire intimacy journey and in my work with people who are seeking deeper intimacy in their lives is that the parts of ourselves that we're the most embarrassed by, ashamed of, don't know what to do with, are the places of our genius. These are places that I call parts of ourselves that I call core gifts. And they are where our deepest capacity for brilliance in intimacy lies. But they're challenging because they're qualities of genius. They're qualities where we feel things extra deeply, where we notice things extra closely, where we think in ways that are different and unique. These are the parts of us where we feel the most deeply, and in this world, we are often shamed for those parts of ourselves. Because the places of our intimacy genius, and in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to name and discover yours, and how to learn how to honor them more deeply. And the changes that that creates are gorgeous. That's about all I can say there, but of course, I'll say a lot more about that. So we're given this cookie-cutter kind of sense of what intimacy is. You have to look a certain way to be attractive to people. You have to act a certain way to be attractive to people. You have to be this way with your masculinity, this way with your femininity, this way with your flirtation skills. All of this crap that could be interesting and could be useful in some ways, but is toxic when it steers us away from our authenticity, the real self that we are. Because if we try to be these other things that we're not, this is what's going to happen. People who see our weakness are going to prey on us. Or we'll just find the wrong people and then later have to kind of come out as who we are to them, which can be a very complicated thing. So what I would propose is that from your childhood, you have had qualities that have made you feel different, ways in which you felt too sensitive or too intense, too demanding or too different. Now, those places are the places where our beauty and genius lies. And it's an amazing, amazing process that we actually need to go to the parts of ourselves that, like when we were teenagers or when we were older, we learned were shameful and embarrassing and awkward and different. And we need to go back and reclaim those parts and discover the beauty and the brilliance in them. So if you think for a moment about the ways that you have felt different from others, the places in which you had heightened sensibilities, just take a minute to think about that. Maybe you felt the pain of disconnection more. Maybe you longed for intimacy more. Maybe untruth bothered you more than it bothered other people. Maybe there was a deep kind of tenderness of spirit that felt too soft for the world. Or maybe there was a ferocity and intensity that felt too big for the world. Just take a minute to think about this. And think then about the messages that you got. I'll be right back after this. If you're interested in accelerating and deepening your search for love, I want to invite you to a very special project, the Deeper Dating Intensive. I only offer it twice a year, and it's a 6-month journey working closely with me and an amazing community to transform each member's search for love. And you can learn more at deeperdatingintensive.com. And if it feels like a match, on that page, you can set up a free one-on-one session with me to explore possibilities. I look forward to connecting if this speaks to you. Welcome back. Those parts of you were problems. And the truth is, those parts of us are problems because they're demanding, they're intense, they're fierce, they feel pain and they feel joy in these highly charged parts of ourselves in ways that we might not feel it in other ways. They're the most intense parts of our being, and hence we've often felt like they're just awkward. But the key to this entire intimacy journey is that they are sacred, that they are precious, that they are the center of your being. And the more we learn to honor those parts of ourselves, the more our entire world changes, and the more our search for love changes. So what are these qualities that I call your intimacy genius, or I also, in my books and my courses, I call your core gifts? Well, some core gift qualities are the ones that I've already said. A deep sensitivity, maybe a quality of deep introspection, a need to be alone, maybe a longing for sensual connection that goes really deep. Maybe a sense that through our sensuality or through our spirituality or through our honesty, we can make a really big difference in the world. Now, probably growing up, some of these qualities were problematic to our peers or problematic to our parents or problematic to everybody. So the hero's journey is going back and reclaiming those parts of ourselves. And now I'm going to speak a little bit about how to do that. The questions that will help you identify your intimacy genius are two. Two big important questions, and I've talked about them before, but they're really a big deal. One question is, in your day-to-day life, as you walk through your life, what things hurt your heart? What things just make you feel horrible, or in pain, or broken, or wounded, or wake you up in the middle of the night? What are the things that pull at your heart? What are the things that hurt your heart, that keep you worried, that keep you concerned? And if you go through your days and you notice consciously the things that hurt your heart, well, if you're like most of us, the first thing you'll notice is that inner voice that says you are just too damn sensitive. When we can push that voice aside and become curious and say, all right, well, maybe I'm too sensitive, but I'm interested in seeing what this was that hurt me so much. And then we realize that maybe it was an interaction with someone we love, which was not kind, or where truth wasn't being told, or where a part of you was not being recognized, or that you weren't recognizing a part of the other person. And these things might hurt your heart. Many people have the experience of their heart being hurt when connection is broken. They say that intimacy is a process of rupture and repair. So for many of us, when connection doesn't feel right, when it feels broken, that causes a great deal of pain. This is something that I am hypersensitive to. And so, for example, I can be talking to my husband and I can mention something that really hurt or bothered me that happened in the family or in an interaction that just worried me or concerned me or didn't feel right. And he might not have noticed it with the kind of intensity that I did. He would notice other things that I wouldn't notice. But those are my gifts. I feel connection. And I feel a break in connection. Connection, good connection, brings me intense joy. Breaks in connection trouble me deeply. And these are qualities that I did not know how to manage growing up. So I thought of them as sicknesses. I thought of them as weaknesses. And I definitely thought of them as things that did not make me sexy or attractive. But the truth is that they are who I am. And as I learned to honor those parts of me, which is just the honoring of those parts of ourselves, the de-orphaning of those parts of ourselves, the reclaiming of those parts of them, of ourselves, and naming them as valid, as not just too sensitive, but precious and real and authentic, that is a process of true empowerment. And when we do that, truly, truly, our attractions actually change. Our search for love changes, our relationships change, and our understanding of ourself changes. The other question is, what inspires me? What things in my day-to-day life fill my heart? It may be that moment that you're reading the paper and it just feels like a break, just a break, and the sense of peace and expansion of not having to do anything, hand raised, fill your heart. It may be a sexual connection that feels really tender and beautiful and full of love. It may be an interaction with someone you love that just feels exquisite. It may be somebody doing something really brave or really bold or really kind. But this is a study of ourselves that is one of the greatest studies that we can do, which is to notice what fills our heart, what inspires our heart. These are two questions that are the keys to the deepest user's manual of our lives. And so I encourage everyone to think about this and to ask yourself, and ask yourself on a moment to moment, like, ouch, I feel pain. Okay, what is this? What was that pain? How might that have been a gift place in me where there's a deep sensitivity? A deep kind of compassion, a deep awareness. It hurts, but it's a gift. Or we experience quiet joys, or bursting joys, or soft joys, or senses of gratification in our day-to-day life that we normally would just kind of appreciate and move past. But now we realize that they are more than pleasures, they're portals. They're portals to our deepest self. They are portals to places where we can expand into joy in very special and important ways. And they're portals too, because as you notice the things in your interactions with people that fill your heart or move you or make you feel peaceful or expansive or inspired or excited, you will find patterns. Again and again, you'll see it's certain kinds of things that create that feeling for you. And when you know that, you have discovered the fuel for your genius. Because our different geniuses run on different fuels. And our great fuel is the things that inspire us. I guess I would also say our great fuel is the things that hurt us, especially when we dignify both our joys, but also the things that hurt us by recognizing this is touching me in a place that is deep. This must really matter. What's the gift here? What's the sensitivity and how is that a gift? Because we go around minimizing our joys and not realizing that they're deep portals and telling ourselves we're too sensitive instead of understanding that these are the places that we care the most deeply, which are the most human and beautiful parts of ourselves. When we honor those parts of ourselves, the potential for joy, the potential for authentic closeness just increases dramatically. So I also want to say, though, that this is not all sweetness and light. There's pain in the things that hurt us. There's challenge in the things that give us joy very often. There are mountains that have to be climbed to achieve that joy. There's deep, deep places we have to go to and touch to learn how to bear and live with the sadness or intervene in different ways to create healing where there was once sadness. These are big things. These are hero's journey things. So just recognizing it is not like pink paint. It is a challenge, but it's the challenge of authenticity. And the more we do it, the more we experience self-love, and the more we experience people who really are our happiness people gravitating toward us. I know this to be true. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it with so many clients that I've worked with, and I really, really believe that it's true. But just to add a little bit to the complexity here, you've got a kid who's a genius. That's going to be a kid who's going to need a lot of special care, special guidance, special help with really interesting challenges that they experience. You've got intimacy, genius qualities, and you do. All of us do. They need special care. They need special guidance. They're not going to be easy. They're not going to get like right out of the box instructions that are going to be really workable. It's a journey to learn to listen to these qualities and what they want, because they're going to ask for things that challenge us and challenge the people around us. And that is just the truth. And it's a great truth. It's wonderful. Who would not want to cultivate their genius? So some of the things that happen, these are the parts of ourselves, obviously, where the charge is greatest. These are parts of us that exist in our psyche, which are most highly charged, right? Because you experience most joy there and most pain there. So they're the most highly charged places. You want the joy. You fear the pain, and these things, whatever they are, they're meaning dense, like nutrient dense, they're meaning dense, these parts of us. They have huge amounts of meaning. So what does that mean? Without guidance, and in the process of growing up, we've probably done a lot of really stupid things around these gifts. We've suppressed them. We've acted them out in unhelpful ways. Usually, we have a lot of car crashes around our core gifts, our intimacy genius, where we just did not have the tools. So the pain was so great that all we could do is act out. With a child, when a child acts impossible, when a child acts out, it's because there's a pain inside of them so great that they don't have the user's manual yet. That's the best that they can do. That happens for us as well. So there's a journey, and it's a fascinating journey of discovering our user's manual. What's the fuel for my genius? Who are the people with whom I feel at home showing these qualities, hence safe, hence happiest? How do I show these qualities in an intimate relationship? What are the problems that come up when I feel them and show them? What are the wonderful, glorious things that happen when I feel them and show them and share them and give from those places? These are all parts of our user's manual. What's the pacing that I need? And Elaine Aron speaks about highly sensitive people really beautifully, and she talks about kind of understanding. For example, highly sensitive people might need to pull away from intimacy. I know I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm an HSP, as Dr. Aron calls it. And so I know that I need to pull away from intimacy so that I could breathe. And then when I come back richer and more connected. But I need to pull away. It's like a rocking motion, back and then forth. Now, God knows I did not know this for decades. And every time I felt the need to pull away, I shamed myself for it, and I experienced it as like a fear of intimacy. Oh, I can't do this love thing because I just feel myself pulling away. But no, I learned to discover that that pulling away and giving myself space and grace did not mean that I would keep continually pulling away. It meant that I would come back with more of a full sense of self. Now, I need to do that more than a lot of people. This is not a cookie-cutter kind of behavioral pattern, but it's my pattern. And part of my intimacy genius is how deeply I care in relationships, which causes a lot of issues and also a lot of beauty. So I want to offer everybody an exercise as we move toward closing of this episode. And that is to just take a couple days and a journal and note the things that hurt your heart. And I'm talking about big hurt, yes, but I'm also talking about micro hurts, micro tears, micro sadnesses, to notice the things that cause them and then to think, what's the part of me being hurt? What is the part of me that is caring so much? Which is another way of saying the same thing. What is it in me that's being hurt? What in me that cares is caring so much? How's that a part of who I am? And to really notice these things. And you will find that in these places where you care enough that you get hurt, that's your angel self. That's your most beautiful self. That's the holy self. That's the self that really can have wings. That's the self that has compassion, but it needs to be held with honor. These are tools that we're not taught, but they're the deeper, richer tools of authenticity. Other question is, again, to notice the ways in which your heart is filled. And you just write these things down. You take notes. Moments that you feel inspired, that you feel touched, that you feel a melty feeling, that you feel maybe like a prick of tears in your eyes, that you feel your heart swell, that you feel a sense of peace, a sense of intensified meaning, a sense of spaciousness, all of those wonderful feelings. Note them, and if you can, and this is a really fun thing to do, hold them a little bit longer and let them ripple through your beings, knowing that they are portals to the you that you are meant to be. But then also think, what is this that brought me so much joy? Like, what is it that inspired me like that? I'm going to put words on it. Oh, it's that it was an act of kindness that was being done that just made me feel so good. Or someone really listened to me about something very tender. So what is that, this listening thing? Is that something that really, really matters to me? Is that something I've been in pain about because people can't do that? Is that something I try to give to other people because I know how much it hurts not to be listened to? And you will begin to notice the things that bring that joy for you. It might be creativity. It might be sensual expression. It could be so many different things. But notice those things and then think, all right, what's the quality in me here that is captured by this joy? What's the quality in me here that is being fueled by this experience that is bringing me joy? And as we do this, we come to know who we are. And these are rich, rich, complicated, beautiful lessons. And when we can share this stuff with the people who love us, our relationships deepen in incredible ways if there are people who are willing and capable of doing that richer, deeper form of connection, where it feels like they're holding our unique being with cupped hands, with spacious hands, with kind hands, with seeing hands. And those people are our gold. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I am excited to get your feedback in what happens when you do this exercise, what you notice, what you discover, what it reminds you of, what it brings back for you. And to share that, you can just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. And you can go click on Ask Ken, and you can leave me a message that actually describes that. And some of your messages I'm going to be sharing. So you can also tell me, can I use the recording or do you prefer that I don't? Should I use your name? Should I not use your name? All of that is fine. And I always honor that. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.